Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:15, call it 8:16 now, and it's Friday morning, July 10th. Thank you for being with us here on WWL. Highs will be near 100 degrees for the entire weekend, with a less than 10% chance for showers. However, earlier this morning, local weather expert Dave Nussbaum says, told us there's a chance for maybe some heavy storms late Saturday, but that's still very iffy right now. Just something to keep in the back of your mind. Joe Cantor joins us, Dr. Joe Cantor, Assistant State Health Officer. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. It's nice to be back with you.
Thank you. Well, you know, Doc, it is, but I wish I wouldn't have to talk to you. I mean, we can talk about anything. We can talk about football. We can talk about golf or economy, anything. But not this, but what are you going to do, right?
I agree with you. It's not been the best few weeks for us.
I'm seeing a story in Yahoo Finance today about Gilead Sciences and a report they're going to present about remdesivir. As far as you know, is this a game changer in terms of keeping people off of ventilators, keeping them out of the ICU, and obviously that would lead, you would think, to lower morbidities?
No, not a game changer by any means. It is effective, but effective is a percentage point. You know, it gets people out of the hospital a few days earlier on average, but definitely not a game changer. We haven't had any game changers yet. We've had incremental improvements. Remdesivir is one, steroids is one, convalescent plasma is another. Combined, they improve clinical outcomes. On their own, no single one is a silver bullet in this.
Let's talk about testing and some of the things that Dr. Fauci said yesterday. One of them involved contact tracing, and that really got my attention because I thought contact tracing was very important, and I'm sure it is. But if the testing doesn't come back in time, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said if it takes basically 14 days to get it back, you're kind of wasting your time because people will have gone on and infected other people. Is that accurate? And do you know what is taking so long in terms of getting test results back? And I'll add on, Doc, are we testing the right people?
Yeah, I agree with that. It has been incredibly frustrating with the testing situation the past couple weeks. And the problem is multifactorial. You know, for the local testing capacity we have, you know, at the large hospital systems, one big hospital system locally had one of their platforms go down. That's back up now. Another hospital system is seeing shortages of the reagent that they use, shortages from the national manufacturer. On the other hand, of tests that get sent out to national labs, like LabCorp and Quest, we're seeing these just absurdly long turnaround times right now, up to 14 days in some instances. And it's completely unacceptable. It's unacceptable to us in public health, but more importantly, it's unacceptable to people that go out there and get tested and want to know, want to protect themselves, want to protect their families. And Dr. Fauci is right. It's you know, the utility of contact tracing diminishes every day out that you wait to get your results. So it's a big problem. It's a national problem. And it's something that we're raising with the White House, and we'll do so as well, when we have a federal delegation coming down next week. This will be a major topic of conversation with them.
We can take a break when we come back. I want to talk more about that testing if we can. are we testing the right people, or if tests are limited, to whom should they be limited? And also, is this a matter of getting more companies to do it? And you can expand on that when we come back. Is it a function of resource? I don't know how this whole process works, and it's not like you're trying to change tires or anything, right? So maybe you can walk us through that when we come back. 8:20, if you have any questions or comments for Dr. Cantor, Joe Cantor, Assistant State Health Officer, just text him in to 504-260-1870, and I will pass them along to him. Somebody texted in and said, if I wanted to get a test tomorrow, I could sign up and get results in 2 hours. What is he talking about? I don't know. What are you talking about? What are we talking about? We'll try to find out when we come back. Right now, it's traffic on WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, trying to get through this whole testing thing that's turning into a debacle, it seems like. Dr. Joe Cantor is with us, Assistant State Health Officer. So take us through this testing thing, because somebody is texting in saying you can go go to Walgreens and get drive-through testing. Somebody else says they did that. They were promised the test in X amount of time for $200, and it didn't come through. Tests are available. People are lining up so that as soon as they open the gate, they shut it off because the tests are accounted for. Somebody else texts in and says you can go to an emergency department and have results within 2 hours. I don't get any of this, doctor, so the floor is yours.
There's a lot of places to get testing with variable turnaround times, and you know, they send the labs to different processing places. Walgreens, for example, is a good option. They're doing by appointment only testing at it's the store that used to be on Harvey and I think on the corner of Gretna out there. It's an abandoned store, but they set up a tent in the parking lot. And you make an appointment, you go in, you typically get your results in 2 hours. I actually had a family member get tested there, and it worked very well. It was professional and timely. You just have to make an appointment a day or two out.
It was free?
It was free. They will bill insurance if you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, they recoup that cost from the feds. So it was essentially free. Now, you know, there's some shady operators out there, and you know, small operations that might have some point of care machine that may be FDA approved, may not, maybe advertising it. So I would be very suspicious of places that are not mainstream, you know, large clinics that you're familiar with. If they're advertising a test for $200 within an hour, that would make me suspicious. You know, ERs are an option for people who are symptomatic. We're just trying to disencourage people from going to the ER because we really, I mean, a couple things. We want to keep COVID out of the hospital. It doesn't need to be there because it's a risk, and we want to not clog down the ERs. But if somebody is certainly symptomatic and sick, that's not a bad place to go and get tested. You know, it's frustrating. There's no question about it. And it's reminiscent of the challenges we had a couple months ago when we were trying to get enough. You know, back then we needed more swabs. We needed more transport media. We have enough of those now. Now it's testing reagents that the labs use and just lab capacity for the labs to turn them around quick enough. You know, it's the whole system is really just straining to keep up. And there's no icing on this. I mean, 5 months into the epidemic, we find the situation to be unacceptable.
So what do we need in Louisiana? And if you want to extrapolate to the United States, if the federal government's going to throw money at it, where does the money need to go so that people can get tested, whoever needs to get tested, for us to be able to trace this better? What would you do? If I'm opening a checkbook saying, Doc, where are we spending money? What are we doing?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's more than money because we think it takes time to produce this stuff, but it's essentially increased production of every part of the supply chain that goes into testing. And to take one example, the hospitals have these very large testing platforms that they bought and have been working well. But now there's shortages in the reagent that they use. And this reagent comes from the national manufacturer, and that supply chain, you know, goes across borders. And I don't get the sense that just money is the object now. I think they're just trying to ramp up the supply chain as quickly as possible.
But if I can jump in, so Walgreens, whomever we're talking about, they have that reagent. Why can't they, or do they have some kind of problem where every drugstore can do this, or can every drugstore do it and then just bill the federal government, or is that not a good idea?
No, I think a lot of them do. You know, Walgreens has one of these rapid machines, but there's just not a lot of those machines, and Walgreens has one or two, and they're limited too, because I think if you go online to make an appointment, it's just one store in the area, but the appointments are probably a day or two out right now. So it's kind of the same situation where they're limited by what they have.
We only got 20 seconds left. Quick answer. How far down the road should we be looking now for planning to treat thing? And
yeah, I think into, you know, midwinter into the spring, the biggest challenge on the horizon is going to be schools opening, dealing with the absenteeism, and keeping community spread suppressed enough that we really can have schools open safely. That's the next big challenge.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tommy. You too.
Stay cool. All right, Joe Cantor, Dr. Joe Cantor, Assistant State Health Officer. It's a mess. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.